Topic file A. A sixth extinction? Step 3.
Hello, this is the interview. My name is Smoan Flanks, and my guest today is Helia Breen, a historian who is going to talk to us about the mysterious sixth extinction. Welcome to our programme, Helia.
Thank you for inviting me, Smoan.
Now, you have been researching into the mysteries of the sixth extinction. What exactly have you found out so far?
Well, the main and most surprising findings are that these beings, who called themselves humans, actually caused their own extinction.
That's really interesting. I was fascinated when I read your book about this. But what confused me was that these humans are thought to have been intelligent beings. So why would they cause their own extinction?
Oh, they were intelligent in a way. But obviously, their intelligence was a different one from ours. They managed to build very tall constructions called skyscrapers, in which they lived and worked. These constructions are really quite impressive, and they had to be intelligent to build these. Also, they seemed to like moving around a lot, so they invented quite clever machines to transport them. Some of these were called cars, trains, buses, or aeroplanes. The aeroplanes could even fly.
Yes, that does seem quite clever of them. But that still doesn't explain why they finally destroyed everything.
I know. It's difficult to understand. We can't be sure about this, but we think that they didn't realise what they were doing.
How could they not realise that if they were so intelligent that they could even make machines that could fly?
Well, as I said, their intelligence was a different kind from ours. You see, it's complicated, and it happened very slowly, over a very long period of time, from a human perspective.
So, what exactly happened?
Well, you probably know that life on Earth consists of different ecosystems, don't you?
Yes, I do. But I must admit that I'm not exactly sure what an ecosystem is. It's something to do with different kinds of plants and animals living together, I think.
Yes, exactly. An ecosystem is a certain area together with all the living beings there, the animals, the plants, and the microorganisms. An ecosystem can be grassland, a forest, a desert, an ocean, or a lake, or even just a puddle.
But what does that have to do with those human beings destroying themselves?
As you may know, all the different ecosystems are linked with each other. And within each ecosystem, there is a balance between the different species inhabiting it. So, when one species dies out, this causes other species to die out also. It's sort of a chain reaction.
Yes, that makes sense.
Now, the problem with many of the inventions of these humans, like the cars, the aeroplanes, or their heating systems, for example, damaged ecosystems. And this caused animals and plants to die out. And this damaged other ecosystems, and so it went on.
I can see that, but didn't they notice that?
Well, actually, they did. We found a document in which some humans warned their fellow beings that they were destroying a large number of species and that this could be dangerous. There is one document from 2008, for example, which talks about an international environment conference in a place called Germany. It says that about 10% of all bird types, 20% of the mammal species, 30% of the amphibians, and 70% of all plant life were in danger of dying out.
That sounds frightening.
Yes, you would think so. It also said in that document that humans had changed ecosystems much faster during the past 50 years than during any other time in human history.
But if they knew all this, why didn't they do something to stop it?
Well, we think that the reason for this is that these numbers were only estimated. Exact counting was almost impossible. So the humans spent a lot of time discussing if the numbers were right. They made more studies to find out if they were correct. And this is how they lost valuable time, instead of being active against the loss of species and their own extinction. But this is only a theory, of course. We can't be exactly sure what happened.